Tonight, Diane Sawyer will interview Rosie O'Donnell on ABC's Primetime Live as part of a report on gay adoption in Florida. But all the attention has been on the fact that O'Donnell talks about being gay herself. This isn't exactly news. For the past month or so, there have been hints dropped on TV talk shows and stories in the newspapers. But commentator Michael Alvear says tonight's broadcast isn't just weeks behind the news, it's years too late.
I can't help thinking that Rosie O'Donnell's coming out is more of a calculated business decision than a personal journey of honest disclosure. This is, after all, a woman who chose to reveal her sexuality when she could do the least amount of public good and gain the most amount of personal credit. Rosie refused to come out on her TV show when she was at the height of her fame and influence. She hid her sexuality to sell her show, and now she's exploiting it to sell her book. Does anybody believe that Rosie's book would be the subject of a primetime interview if she didn't reveal that she's a lesbian? Rosie says she's doing the interview to help reverse Florida's anti-gay adoption law. Well, that law's been on the books since 1977. Why help now? Could it be because she's a foster parent to a Florida child she wants to adopt? Everything about the way Rosie's coming out rings hollow, especially her contention that her sexuality isn't a big deal. She's a children's advocate. She knows how many parents abandon their children because of their sexual orientation. I have a friend whose parents practically disowned him after he came out 3 years ago. One day he knocked on their door. His mother peered through the curtains, saw his boyfriend waiting in the car, and told her son to come back when he was alone. His mom was a big fan of Rosie's show. She probably had to shout over the monologue to tell her son to go away. The woman invited Rosie into her living room, but closed the door to her son. There is something so sad about that. Rosie might have helped bring parents closer to their children, but that was, in her estimation, no big deal. So good for Rosie that she's coming out to Diane Sawyer tonight. Good for Rosie. But not much good for all the people she could have helped years ago.
Writer Michael Alvear lives in Atlanta.